eyes can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Did you ever feel as if you've somehow woken up within some sort of nonsensical Orwellian cartoon, a surreal wasteland of maddening contortion that makes no sense whatsoever? Relax. You're not crazy, and you're certainly not alone. You're simply awakening to the parade of lunacy that is now openly in full view. To actually see the insanity for what it is means that you have detached from taking the ridiculous nonsense seriously, and that is a good sign. It's as if we are expected to accept the lunacy as normal, and if you don't, or worse, if you dare to question the absurdity, then the fucktards will descend upon you like rabid murder hornets on steroids. How dare you think for yourself and reject this nonsensical reality that has been scripted for you? How dare you think at all? There must be something wrong with you. And there are lots of labels to try to get you to fall in line with the consensus. Don't believe the media unquestioningly? Conspiracy theorist. You think there are only two genders in nature? Transphobe. You don't believe that children should be taught pornography in the classrooms? Bigot. And here's the big one. You disagree in any way with twisted Marxist libtarded ideologies? Racist. We live in a culture of being offended, a spineless display of censorship, victimhood, and entitlement, with pussified young men that can't even change a tire or chop firewood, and they think communism is a great idea. Good luck with that, soy boy. You can't even start a fire. You wouldn't last 2 seconds in that oppressive system that you advocate. You think you have it rough now? Wait until you have to wait in line for 3 hours to get a fucking potato. Oh yes, socialism. Suck that big red dick. A generation of spoiled brats are coming of age. Half of them were raised by single mothers, and it seems as if they are looking to Big Daddy State to replace the role of the absentee father. This whole SJW, woke, politically correct nonsense is a parade of lunacy. What does SJW stand for? Stupid jack-off wussy? Simple joyless wacko? I'm offended at non-politically correct cartoons, but not at the destruction of my nation. It's incredible watching this unfold. And now, right on cue, we've got coordinated Marxist insurrections taking place and so-called leaders kneeling to their Fabian masters. It's all out in the open now, and the collective ignorance of people is absolutely staggering. The historical ignorance present within the vast majority is truly appalling. It's unfolding and repeating right before our eyes, and a large percentage remain completely oblivious. We're currently witnessing a reset, with the destruction of historical monuments, the changing of the language, and the rabid demands for censorship by the PC Brigade. What's occurring in many areas looks like something right out of Nazi Germany, but the historically ignorant cannot even see it. They've been put through the Marxist indoctrination camps that we call public schools and universities, and they have no historical context with which to place things within a frame of reference. I can't imagine what it's like to pay tens of thousands of dollars to put a kid through college only to have them emerge as brainwashed, woke, PC Marxists. I'm going to start selling bumper stickers that read, "I'm the proud parent of an indoctrinated commie." We pay school taxes and huge tuition fees so that our kids can be absolutely brainwashed with destructive ideologies. Like I say, we pay for our own enslavement. The latest in this parade of lunacy is the racial division that is stoking the fires of hatred. Of course, the media dutifully does its job of agitating the herds. It's unbelievable that anyone still takes their propaganda seriously, and in their minds, they're well informed. Organizations such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter are Marxist organizations, and they have no problem admitting it. The problem is that the useful idiots are so woefully undereducated that they don't even know what Marxism is, let alone that they are being used to destroy their own country. Just follow the money and look at the funding. BLM is financed by huge multi-conglomerate corporations. Bank of America alone is donating $1 billion to this Marxist organization. Why? Why don't people ask the most pertinent questions? Oh, that's right, because to do so makes one a racist. We've actually got young American kids that think communism is a wonderful idea. Listen, Junior, read about the Chinese Red Guard under Mao. Read about the Bolshevik Revolution. Read about Pol Pot, Kakanovich, and all the other wonderful communist leaders that school neglected to teach you about. Or you can go dig up the 100 million plus murdered and slaughtered and ask them how it all worked out. You think your life will be a happy and peaceful existence under a communist totalitarian regime? You think tyranny will spare you? You're out of your fucking mind. Traditionally, it's the useful idiots that get lined up against the wall and shot first. If you don't take the time to educate yourself, you will be nothing more than a tool for your own destruction. What we are beginning to see in American cities are Marxist insurrections. We are being divided and conquered, and most Americans have their heads so far up their asses that they could be placed into a detention facility and they would still believe themselves to be free. They would think it was for their own good. So many are so cowardice and fearful that they will beg Big Daddy State to destroy their liberties if they are promised safety. A childlike mentality grips the nation in this parade of lunacy. What a mess it all is, and we haven't seen anything yet. Round two of the scamdemic is coming. The media has already been propagandizing the unquestioning masses with their second wave bullshit, and trolls like Fauci are still hammering the official narrative. What has happened already has been devastating, and it's just the beginning. What's going to happen when the food supply chain breaks down? We are witnessing the final destruction of the middle class, the largest transfer of wealth in history into the hands of the few, and the inception of a total surveillance state. And still, so many remain within a level of denial that is truly staggering. They are absolutely clueless, and it shows.
Duh, I saw on the TV that if I don't get on my knees, then I'm a racist.
There's another thing. Do you think these kneeling, pandering politicians give one shit about you? They've sold you down the river long ago. For those that can see through this parade of lunacy, if you don't know how to handle a rifle, now is probably a good time to learn. Fabian Marxists infiltrated this country long ago. They created the education system with Rockefeller money to twist the kids' minds through ideological subversion, and sadly, they've been very successful. What are the schools going to be like now with all of this social distancing nonsense? Will the children be required to wear masks all day and breathe their own carbon dioxide? If you send your kids into that environment, you are a bad parent and you should be ashamed of yourself. How much are we willing to put up with until we take it back? Peaceful noncompliance is a great first step. Western civilization is being destroyed by design. The political and educational systems have been infected with a parasite, not to mention the media. It's destroying your country, and if you don't see it, or you willfully ignore the situation, then you are dead already. We are in the final moments. I wish you all well, take great care, and walk in peace.